I'm Benjamin Payne with WVIK News. After many delays, Congress has passed a large disaster aid package with help for communities nationwide, including many in Iowa that are recovering from major flooding. Iowa U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley says some farm losses not automatically covered by disaster aid now will be eligible.
That included my amendment to add on-farm storage grain so they can qualify for disaster. You've seen the burst grain bins. This is the language that the Department of Agriculture told me was necessary in order to help these farmers.
Grassley says the Department of Agriculture will work out the details soon. Flooding ruined many bushels of corn and soybeans that farmers were holding in hopes of fetching a better price than they could get at harvest time. Illinois had the third wettest May on record and was the sixth consecutive month with above-average rainfall. The Illinois State Climatologist says average statewide precipitation was 8.4 inches, that is 80% above the long-term average. Nearly the entire state had above-average precipitation for the month. The area stretching between the Quad Cities, south to Quincy, and east to Peoria had the most precipitation in the state during May, with seven gauges each having 13 inches or more of rainfall. Chicago had its wettest May on record at 8.25 inches of rainfall. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has deployed an additional 200 National Guard troops to southern Illinois to monitor rising water in the region. This brings the total number of troops to 400 who are patrolling the region threatened by the rising Mississippi and Illinois rivers. Towns in the St. Louis area on both sides of the river are battling floodwaters, with the Mississippi at Alton expected to crest at 39 feet and the Illinois River cresting at Grafton at 35 feet. State agencies have provided more than 3 million sandbags, more than 2,700 rolls of plastic, 27 pumps, and 5 dozen Department of Corrections inmates to help hold back rising rivers. The state of Iowa wants to help train community college students for careers that are in high demand. Governor Kim Reynolds has just signed a funding bill for the Future Ready Iowa Last Dollar Scholarship Program. Aaron Snyder, Director of Enrollment Management for the Eastern Iowa Community Colleges, says the scholarships are available to students in more than 30 career and technical fields, such as nursing, welding, and engineering. The money will pay whatever the student has not raised in scholarships and other financial aid.
Really getting behind the idea that we need to have a trained workforce in the state of Iowa, not only to keep our current employers, but also to bring in new employers to the state. So you have to have a trained workforce to take the jobs that are in demand.
Snyder says the statewide program covers 30 majors, and each of Iowa's 15 community colleges can add programs for what they consider to be high-demand jobs in their part of the state. The high-demand jobs for this region include veterinary technician, medical assistant, business management, and auto and diesel technology. These last-dollar scholarships can reduce student loans.
Because instead of having to take out a student loan to finish paying the balance of your tuition, the scholarship would pay that. I think that's one of the really exciting opportunities because we know student loan debt can be a burden when people graduate.
Snyder estimates anywhere from 700 to 800 students at the Eastern Iowa Community Colleges could qualify for a last-dollar scholarship. They'll be available starting this fall. I'm Benjamin Payne, WVIK News.